This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome to Hour 2, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We'd love to hear from you. I know we're dumping a lot of information on you. If it's interesting enough, we'll pull up your call, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, you have us as the number one radio show right now in, 91 outlets across the United States and 53 countries as well. Out of 89 radio shows, you have us rocking at number one. I'm high-fiving you. Thank you. Totally appreciate you. Boy, there was actually three things I wanted to talk about. And I like to say when I'm I'm out doing what I do across the country, when I give public speeches, you know, I'll look at the overseer or the leader of the group or the spiritual overseer, and I'll look at them and say, I'm almost done. I just got a couple more things to say. And I'll look at the people that are listening intently, and that's usually what happens. They're looking at me like a cow looking at a new gate for some reason, just hanging on every word, which is really cool. That's the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. But what's interesting is I'll just say, you know what it means when a preacher says he's almost done, right? They're all looking at me waiting for the answer, and I say, absolutely nothing. And then I look at the guy leading up the meeting, and I say, is it okay if I have like 15 more minutes? Of course, I'm having fun. But it is important that if I come from Minnesota to your state, that I can have the opportunity, that I'm afforded the opportunity to actually finish my points and what my presentation is all about. Because when I go places, I want people to get the whole of it. And by the way, we're going to be in California next month. We're going to be in Atlanta next month. We're going to be in Nashville next month. And the next 2 months after that, folks, I believe, if you'd like a possibility at taking a shot at having us out, give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. And maybe what we can do is end up in your backyard speaking to your communities. As long as you're willing to head it up, we're willing to come back and pick up the baton behind you and bring forth our message that we have been giving over, well, going on probably 23 years now, not just radio, 17 years, but also speaking to over 360 public high schools from Alaska to Florida to you name it, folks, 35 different states. As well as tea parties, churches, radio, television, you name it. 1-866-233-0747 if you'd like to have us come out. 1-866-233-0747. I also wanted to let you know, too, folks, do not forget about us concerning support. We run off the support of the people, as you well know. We don't sit on the radio and beg commercial after commercial after commercial after commercial for support. We trust that the people understand that that's how ministries are supported. Well, we are one of them. Please consider supporting this ministry, because folks, we're not part-time folks here. We're 100% all the way in. And, we have given our hearts to this. Where your treasure is, there your heart is also. And the treasure is the people. And I totally am appreciative of the opportunity to serve God and serve mankind, because not only do I love God with my whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, but I also love my brothers and my sisters and my country, and in that order. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. Also wanted to say one more thing. How could it be otherwise during the disclaimer before the radio show concerning what our message is the presupposition that God is? When you hear from president after president after president, and going back and studying the founding documents and the history of our country, that we are a Christian nation. So when we hear the likes of President Andrew Jackson when he says the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. That is always going to be the foundation, the apostles and the prophets of our message. Therefore, the presupposition is that's the beginning of our conversation from the Lord and the apostles and the prophets and our Constitution. And again, Andrew Jackson said it better than anybody. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. And if we want the answers to America's dilemma, then we better get back to what our forefathers established by the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church, you know what they'd be doing. They'd say, bring it down, Brother Dean. We are. We're kicking the hell out by the power of the Holy Ghost, and we're getting the heaven in. On the sonsoflibertymedia.com, it's interesting because I don't care party affiliation. We talked about this yesterday. We're going to pick it up again on probably Tuesday of this up-and-coming week. But just yesterday, we were talking about all the party affiliations in the country. And I named that message as head spinning. And I called it head spinning because people are so divided because they're caught up in all the different affiliations with party. And I did this article called The New Administration's Push for War. And because I said the new administration's push for war, which it is, I want people to understand, I don't care who the president is. I don't care who the administration is. I care what the law says, and I care about what's coming up down the road, because I see, again, the state-controlled lying media, CIA-controlled lying media, is preparing, and they have been preparing America for another war with Korea. But what happens is people think that I'm going after Donald Trump, who has their favorite jersey on, and because that because they care more about their idol than they do their principles, well, they just don't read the article. They don't want to hear it because it offends them, because they think I'm going after Donald Trump. Really? You know, many years ago, when I first got brought into the church, not by my will, it's been said by Mariah Woodworth Eder, the man that wants to be in the pulpit is called of the devil. The man that doesn't want to be there is called of God. That's right, because it's the will of the Spirit, not the will of the flesh. But to say that, to say this, I remember there was an argument going on in a particular church which had everything to do with a group that I was a part of. And I was brand new. I was the baby Christian that just came in. And I remember this one guy, I never trusted him. He was a preacher from North Minneapolis, which is the hood. Never liked the guy. And it wasn't personal in the sense of I didn't like him because I just didn't like him. I just didn't like him because of what my discerners would tell me about this guy. He says one thing and he does something different. And what he would preach was heretical. So it became personal at the end of the day. But him not very much, well, he probably didn't. I probably didn't have his approbation neither. I didn't have his approval. He didn't really probably like me neither, because I wasn't one to take any of his compromise. And he knew this. But during this group meeting, there was my best friend at that particular time and another guy. And they both wanted to be the leader of the group. And I'll never forget this as long as I live. And after that meeting, the two were fighting for headship, and nobody else cared about the headship except them two. And both of them were the problem, including one being my best friend. But that guy that didn't like me and I didn't like him told another guy in the group one thing that's good about Bradley Dean. And I took it as one of the greatest compliments I've ever had, probably one of three. One thing about Bradley Dean is he's always going to side with what the Word says. So I wouldn't worry about Bradley siding with his best friend just because he's his best friend. You know what? The fact of the matter is I'll call out my best friend just as much as I'd call out somebody that I didn't like if they stand in contradiction to the Word or the truth, because I can't stand it. And it's something that the Lord put in me, and I praise God for it. Kind of reminds me of the book of Amos, but we'll talk about that later. We're going to come back talking about the new administration's push for war. In other words, friends, it doesn't matter who the administration is. I hate the lie.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Rick Godley, host of Ground Rules from the Playbook on ESPN 97.7 Radio in Ruston, Louisiana, with words of encouragement for the Sons of Liberty Radio Network. As they stand not only firm in the faith once delivered to the saints, but they're taking Jesus at his word and storming the gates of hell to set other captives free. Remember, when the Messiah returns, he's looking for a certain kind of faith. Read Luke 18:8 yourself and believe what you read. Don't read what you believe.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
My point is, I don't care who it is. I'll stand behind the guy that tells the truth, or I'll stand next to the guy that tells the truth, not the one that compromises the truth. So let's hit this topic off, the new administration's push for war. President John F. Kennedy was right when he said mankind must put an end to war before war puts an end to mankind. You just couldn't have coined that any better than the way that he did. It's like when he said, don't ask what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. I mean, stuff like that is just priceless. Because it's coined, they're coined phrases. But mankind must put an end to war before war puts an end to mankind. Now, a couple days ago, while I was drudging through the Christmas season of waiting for it all to be over with, so I can get back to work, that's the only reason, and while on hold, I turned on, again, conservative radio, yesterday's liberals, only to hear the same old when it comes to warmongering to prepare the American people for another war. The same old when it comes to warmongering to prepare the American people for another war. They've been doing this for years. I heard a former advisor to former Vice President Dick Cheney. Boy, I'll tell you what, he's an unliked individual. But this former advisor to former Vice President Dick Cheney grilling the American people on what they need to do concerning the monster that has been cast into the minds of the American people by the media in North Korea named Kim Jong-un. I mean, his talking points were far too familiar. Kim Jong's weapons of mass destruction, does that sound familiar? His weapons of mass destruction were mentioned in how they will be used against us if we don't respond immediately to the threat from the dictator across the world, the waters. We need to respond immediately to the threat that has been created by who? Put that in your minds. Now, folks, ever since I can remember, there's been war after war, administration after administration, decade after decade, and generation after generation. I just simply say enough of war. And I don't want you to get me wrong, because I'll be the first to stand with the righteous if there is a justifiable war. And though I hate violence, I'll do what I have to do. Read 2 Chronicles 19:2 through 3. I love it. Now, this advisor's talking points seem to be well rehearsed, and they were, in fact. He seemed skilled in coercing the people into another war. Read Ecclesiastes 1:9. There's nothing new under the sun. And furthermore, his talking points sounded like someone pushed the replay button for the war against Iraq. Then again, he knows that his former boss, Dick Cheney, former vice president under George W. Bush, for those that did not know, Halliburton's a company owned by Dick Cheney, former vice president. I wanted to let you know that he made $39.5 billion off the Iraq war, and he also knows how to speak the language of creating a new war with the same old war tactics. This advisor. Hey, folks. Who gains from war is the responsible for creating the war, in many cases. Former Vice President Dick Cheney, owner of Halliburton, made $39.5 billion on the Iraq war. And how was this sold to you? Weapons of mass destruction, P.S. Did they ever find those? No, they didn't. Now, let's go fast forward to General Douglas MacArthur on this letter, going back in history, of course, to 1957. General Douglas MacArthur said of the United States government in 1957, tell me if this sounds familiar. This is in 1957. Our government has kept us in a perpetual state of fear. It's kept us in a continuous stampede of patriotic fervor with the cry of grave national emergency. Did you hear what he said? Remember this advisor's talking points? What we better do and how we need to respond immediately to the threat from the dictator across the waters? Does that sound familiar, friends? It has kept us in a continuous stampede of patriotic fervor with the cry of grave national emergency. Always there has been, said General Douglas MacArthur of the government, United States, back in 1957. Always has there been some terrible evil at home or some monstrous foreign power that was going to gobble us up if we did not blindly rally behind it. You'd think that this is what would... was said to the American people by the president on September 11, 2001. Friends, it was. Remember, George W. Bush said either you're with the terrorists or you're with us. Who has attacked the American people more than its own government since September 11th? They have far, far outdone what any foreigner could have dreamed of doing to we the people. And this, by the way, with the information just given, may help you understand as to why Bush, Cheney, and Rumsfeld are also considered war criminals in other countries. Like them or not, it's the truth. Now, going back to North Korea, according to CBS News, folks, what we're talking about is the new administration's push for war. CBS just reported this. Listen carefully. North Korea's envoy in charge of U.S. affairs at the United Nations demanded Washington provide evidence to back up its claim that it was behind the WannaCry ransomware attack, an allegation that he said was a baseless provocation being used to generate tensions. Being used to generate tensions between who? America? Us and Korea. Who's casting into your mind? Who's painting the picture of another dictator and another monster? The media that you decry as a bunch of liars once again. This guy's right. Love him or hate him. Not saying they're good guys, not saying they're bad guys, but the facts are, this sounds like someone that's digging for the truth, and this North Korea's envoy in charge of U.S. affairs is demanding the United Nations to have the United States prove that they were behind the WannaCry ransom attack. And he also said that it was an allegation that was baseless provocation being used to generate tensions. Pak Song Tu told the Associated Press in a telephone interview from New York late Monday that Fong Yang sees the allegation as an effort to create an extremely confrontational atmosphere. And if they are so sure, said he, show us the evidence, he said. And you know what's sick about all this, America? Is when you listen to even, well, this is all I do listen to if I have to, if I can stomach it for more than 10 or 15 minutes. But listen to conservative news. Listen to the news anchors, the useful idiots that are reading their teleprompters on cue, saying the same exact things about Kim Jong. Saying the same things about anybody else that's created to cast into the minds of the American people only to paint a picture of another monster that they want to go to war against. But they first have to get public opinion before they can attack. See, that's their objective. Now, I want to go back to what General Douglas MacArthur said of the United States government back in 1957. Our government has kept us in a perpetual state of fear, kept us in a continuous stampede of patriotic fervor with the cry of national emergency. Always there has been some terrible evil at home or some monstrous foreign power that was going to gobble us up if we didn't blindly rally behind it. Is that what sounds like is going on here again, friends, in the current times? Yes, in the present? Yep, yep, that's exactly right. I'm going to go to the Gulf of Tonkin incident to prove my point. You know what I think we should do in all fairness is let this be a live conversation between the United States and Korea on national television in an open forum. Because then it will leave it to the people as to what it's actually, what is actually taking place. But you know what, of course, what you're going to hear from military brass, which by the way are now declaring that it's the inevitable is that we are going to war with Korea. See, they're going to say it's official business. And it's not for you and I who pay the bills, you and I who delegate the authority for them to do their job, but it's not for us to know what's actually going on behind the scenes because it's official business. America, how stupid do they think we are? Let there be an open televised forum between America and those that they decry as another dictatorship. Isn't it also interesting? Let me just go off on a little branch here. Isn't it interesting that our military can go out and deal with dictators in other countries, but for some reason or another, our government doesn't deal with corruption that's found out to be corruption within the United States? How about we deal with our own corruption as if Jesus said when he said, take the mote out of your own eye before you go and pull it out of your brother's eye. See, because this is all about making money for the military-industrial complex. When I come back, I'm going to go to Vietnam and I'm going to show you exactly how wars are contrived and provocated. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Talking about the new administration's push for war. Again, President John F. Kennedy said mankind must put an end to war. That's the objective here. Before war puts an end to mankind. Period. And it's a great coined phrase. He said a lot in those, in that short sentence there. Statement, I should say, slogan, whatever you might want to call it. Let's go to the point that I was just saying that, folks, if they want a war, then let's have the two countries, America and Korea, or any other war that America wants to go pounce on. Let's have an open televised forum and leave it to the people as to what actually needs to take place. Let me also ask you this as the next point. How many times has the American government been exposed for self-inflicting attacks and in generating wars on other countries? Creating political opposition, winning public opinion, only to gain the approval to attack the opposition that they created. Let's go to Vietnam. I mean, folks, it's interesting that there's a lot of parallel, for those that don't know history, between Pearl Harbor and that of September 11th. Because there was a lot of stuff that was going on in Pearl Harbor that was never brought to the forefront. I remember we went to the USS Arizona in Honolulu, I believe on three occasions. And the first two times we went, there was an actual movie that they would play, given some of the history of Pearl Harbor before we got out into the boat and visited the USS Arizona. And they actually exposed Roosevelt during that particular time as setting Americans as sitting ducks for an attack by Japan. In other words, Japan was being provoked, and we were disarming our airplanes. Tip to tip is exactly what they say, disarming our airplanes, because they had to make that attack look as bad as they could make it bad to provoke the American people to strike the political opposition, which just happened to be Japan during that time. And there's plenty of information backing up what I'm stating to you. But what's interesting is this was the film that was being played out before we got into the boat to go to the USS Arizona. Now, we also went after September 11th, and they had a different video playing, which I thought was rather interesting. But folks, how many wars have actually been legitimate? Namely, in the sight of God, which has been righteous and which has been unrighteous. Well, let's go to the Gulf of Tonkin incident, also known as the USS Maddox incident. It was an international confrontation that led to the United States engaging more directly into the Vietnam War. It involved either one or two separate confrontations involving North Vietnam and the United States in the waters of the Gulf of Tonkin. The original American report blamed North Vietnam for both incidents, but eventually became very controversial with widespread claims that either one or both incidents were false and possibly deliberately so. Did you know this? McNamara is the one that brought it forth, friends, to the light of day. On August 2nd, 1964, the destroyer USS Maddox, while performing signals intelligent patrol as part of DeSoto operations, was pursued by three Vietnamese Navy torpedo boats on the 135th Torpedo Squadron. Maddox fired three warning shots, and the North Vietnamese boats then attacked with torpedoes and machine gun fire. Maddox expended over 283-inch and 5-inch shells in a sea battle. One U.S. aircraft was damaged, three North Vietnamese torpedo boats were damaged, and four North Vietnamese sailors were killed, with six more wounded. There were no U.S. casualties. Maddox was unscathed except for a single bullet hole from a Vietnamese machine gun round. Folks, do you remember that? And I was just newly planted on this planet. I think one of the best things the hippies ever did back in the 60s were walking around with signs with President Johnson on the signs calling him a war criminal, because that's exactly what he did. As a matter of fact, if you know anything about the assassination of John F. Kennedy, the day after Kennedy was assassinated, he reversed the orders on Vietnam. By the way, my cousin was killed there, okay? So we have a little, we have some collateral in this whole war. I have every right in the world to speak out against these liars called politicians that are sending our kids to fight wars so they can make billions. Oh, just hang on a minute. It was originally claimed by the NSA that a second Gulf of Tonkin incident occurred on August 4th, 1964 as another sea battle, but instead evidence was found of Tonkin ghosts, false radar images, and not actual North Vietnamese torpedo boats. In the 2003 documentary, The Fog of War, the former U.S. Secretary of Defense, Robert McNamara, you want to talk about a shady devil boy. Robert McNamara admitted that the August 2nd USS Maddox attack happened with no Defense Department response, but the 4th of August Gulf of Tonkin attack never happened at all. That's what they used to provoke the American people to go against Vietnam, America. 58,000 boys later, dead. In 1995, McNamara met with former Vietnam People's Army General Vo Nguyen Glop to ask what happened on August 4th, 1964, in the second Gulf of Tonkin incident. Absolutely nothing, he said. He said and claimed that the attack had been imaginary. How many times, America, has war commenced all premised on a lie? Again, as I said during the first show, the first hour, 94% of the American people don't believe the CIA-controlled media, who has a long history of lying, defaming, contriving, fabricating, and even creating war and putting people in innocence into a false light as to make them guilty, just like they did in Vietnam. I mean, consider the Congress, who as of November 8th, 2017, only has the support of 13% of the American people. And these are the same people who work hand in glove with the CIA-controlled media against our republic. So how is it now that these two corrupt institutions, who have a history of lying to you, America, are now telling you the truth when it comes to the crimes of other countries and other leaders? That's pretty hypocritical, is it not? Of course it is. Let me say that again. How is it that these two corrupt institutions, politicians, and the CIA-controlled media, who have a history of lying to you, are now telling you the truth when it comes to the crimes of other countries and other leaders? I remember when I was in Israel in the 90s, I remember an incident took place in Jerusalem. And I remember that this is when I was initiated into all of this propaganda going on, media lies and how they'll report it. But I remember something happened over in Jerusalem where we knew who the guilty party was. He said by the time that this gets back to America, they will blame the innocent party. We get back into America and that's exactly what they did. Remember, liars have a history of lying. And in every war, the first casualty is always the truth. And why is that? Because there's no truth in these people, John 8:44. I mean, the American government and its role in this country have become as foreign to Americans, in many cases, as foreign countries are to us. Because the American people have allowed these politicians to operate out of their scope of authority, to trample the Constitution, to give themselves permission to desecrate those that fought, bled, and died to give them the right to serve we, the people, in the first place. I mean, I want you to just think about this, America. Our government is so busy using your kids, I'll get to that in a moment, to fight their unconstitutional wars, but that's not the example that was laid out before us by our forefathers at all. But I want you to think about this. Your government in this country, those that call themselves representatives, not of the Constitution, I love good government, but I hate lying, corrupt individuals. Okay? In saying that, don't you think it's time that we put light in the enforcement of law against corruption in our own country before we go attack another country? I mean, look at the Clintons. Treason, Article 3, Section 3. Look at Barack Hussein Obama. Treason, Article 3, Section 3. How about we deal with them and their corrupt administrations? How about James Comey? How about Mr. Robert Mueller? How about the CIA? How about corruption in the FBI? How about corruption on a local level? How about, first and foremost, corruption in the church? How about we correct ourselves before God? Acts 20, verse 21. I mean, again, the message, America, from Jesus was Matthew 3:2, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's not like we get a second chance at this, right? Life is but a vapor. We're not promised tomorrow. But this is absolutely ridiculous. And what we're talking about right now, friends, is the new administration's push for war. And the media has been pushing this propaganda on the American people for years now about Kim Jong. And I'm not saying he's a good guy. But I can tell you, we need to clean house first here before we go out and clean out someone else's house. And first of all, I guess I would ask the question, and lay to those that want to go to war with another country, can you show me constitutionally where we have the authority to go do that and then leave a military presence only to conquer them nations too, to garner more power unto ourselves on a global scale? We don't. We don't have the right to police other countries, America. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Terry Hurlbut, and I run Conservative News and Views. Bradley Dean is one of my most valuable contributors. He's honest, forthright, pulls no punches, and tells people what they need to hear, whether or not it's what they want to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Final segment, 1-866-582-9933. Exposing the lies of the Gulf of Tonkin incident. By the way, this all came from a shady Secretary of State, Mr. Robert S. McNamara, who admitted that it was false radar. They called him the Tonkin ghost. It was all created by your government to attack. And who used it more than that war criminal, Mr. LBJ, Lyndon Baines Johnson? 58,121 men dead before we figured out that the American government was lying to us. I mean, what about Iwo Jima? What about Korea? I mean, all these campaigns. Going fast forward, Desert Storm, Afghanistan, Iraq. Remember, Iraq was only supposed to last for 6 months. And just keep in mind as well, George W. Bush attacked Saddam Hussein, who they were put up by Rumsfeld. This is why they are called war criminals, by the way, in other countries. But they were put up. Hussein was put up by the American government until they didn't need him anymore. And then we send in our military, attack them, had nothing to do with September 11th and the attacks on the two towers. But the American people were led to believe by your media that you don't trust they had weapons of mass destruction. Again, not saying Saddam was a good guy, but the bottom line is did we have a right to go attack a country that had nothing to do with it? And then what do? We just ignore the fact that the government goes in there and steals the oil. Yeah, we don't want to talk about that, right? Yeah. Because then we would be guilty. Then we would have to exactly do exactly what Bradley's saying right now and examine ourselves before heaven before we go allow another war to commence. And I love this kind of thought right here. 94% of the American people don't believe the media, who has a long history of lying, defaming, contriving, fabricating, creating war, and putting innocent people into a false light. And for some reason or another, now they tell you how bad Kim Jong and the Koreans are. Now they're telling you the truth somehow. I mean, these two corrupt institutions who have a history of lying to you, America, are now telling you the truth when it comes to the crimes of other countries and their leaders. Hey, did I fail to remind you of how much Cheney made off of Iraq? He made $39.5 billion. These are the same people that paid for media campaigns to convince you that we need to deal with Saddam Hussein. It's the same thing that happened during Vietnam. Same thing that happened during Desert Storm. Same thing that happened during Afghanistan. And the list goes on. Yet they push for war, and it's relentless. American military brass in this country have now declared war with Korea as inevitable. Next point. I want to tell you our forefathers' example that they left us. If it was a war worth fighting, they were the first ones to lead the way. During George Washington's eulogy, this is written by Henry Lee, he was the first in war, first in peace, and the first in the hearts of his countrymen. In the present, the corrupt media, along with corrupt politicians, are working together for those who profit from war to convince you to send your granddaddies, daddies, uncles, cousins, brothers, and neighbors to do their fighting for them. And don't forget what Mr. Pedophile himself, American diplomat, they called him, and former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger, said of our military, "Military men are just dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns in foreign policy." Now, I didn't say that, but that's pretty telling, is it not? Military men are just dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns in foreign policy. And if you want the truth of the matter, folks, there you have it right there. These are the ones working with military-industrial complex. By the way, we were warned on January 17th, 1961, by President Eisenhower of the military-industrial complex. Those that are trying to get you into the war are working with to make billions and billions of dollars, and in some cases, trillions. Little did the people take the time to know that two-time Medal of Honor recipient Major General Smedley Butler said, "Our boys were sent off to die with beautiful ideals painted in front of them, and no one told them that dollars and cents were the real reason that they were marching off to kill and to die." Doing my job, America, Ezekiel 33. Doing my job. You've been warned. And it's not going to stop this time around. They're going to do it again. They're going to do it again. And they're going to do it as long as you allow them to do it. And keep in mind, it's not going to be them going. All these bureaucracies and corrupt politicians and corrupt brass in your government, they're not going to be the ones going, America. They're going to be the ones sending your boys to go. And like I said, your granddaddies, your daddies, your uncles, cousins, brothers, and neighbors to do their fighting for them. It's not going to be you. And by the way, Major General Smedley Butler said it better than anybody. Our boys were sent off to die with beautiful ideals painted in front of them. No one told them that dollars and cents were the real reasons they were marching off to kill and die. And folks, I laid this out about as clear as I can possibly lay it out, covering the whole spectrum. And exactly what Smedley said is exactly what we see what comes out of war. Vietnam made trillions of dollars. Who gained from the war? Those that were advocating the war. And again, just one more point. Halliburton, Vice President Cheney, he's really a despised man, folks. Not only without, but also within. He's the owner of Halliburton. In the Iraq war, he made $39.5 billion. And this has been going on far too long in this country. It would do us well, America, to get back to the warning that Mr. President Eisenhower gave back in January 17th, 1961.
That's exactly right. And we know that we are giving forth the truth constantly on a daily basis, 6 days a week here at the Sons of Liberty. And we know that the end of the year is upon us. Tomorrow, in fact, marks the day in which we will say farewell to the old and hello to the new. And with each new beginning year and reflection upon what has passed, we should always be grateful and thankful for the time that the Lord has given us. But the question that we need to ask ourselves here at the end of this year and in the years to come is, what have we done and what are we doing with this precious time that the Lord has bestowed upon us? Now, Ephesians 5:16 tells us to redeem the time because the days are evil. Now, it doesn't take a lot of convincing if you're listening to the radio show and just paying attention to what's going on in the world around you to see all the evils that are in the world today. And that is why the Sons of Liberty are hard at work always. We always know, and we have this in front of us, that we have a job to do. We've got young and old to reach, and we have people who are totally lost and in need of a Savior. If you just walk around, go to a gas station, grocery store, restaurant, and look in the eyes and the faces of people, you will see there's a lost and dying and hurting world out there that needs to hear the truth. And unless we are willing to break through all obstacles to reach them, some may be eternally lost, because some people's salvations might rely upon you and I opening up our mouths and speaking forth the truth that God has given us from His Word. Now, I can't tell you how many times I have heard people say, when we're doing events across this country, saying, I'm so glad your ministry is out there, and thanks for what you do, but you have to understand that words alone simply will not do. As Jesus said in 1 John 3:18, which has literally become the staple verse of this ministry, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And we want our love for others to be shown by what we do. And believe me, the Sons of Liberty are willing to get the job done more than anyone I've ever seen.
You know, what's interesting is I found sometime after, I've been using that for years, but I remember studying and seeing that George Washington, America's first president, also used deeds, not words, which was extracted from 1 John 3:18. So it shows you the Holy Ghost and the Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forever. But what he established is exactly what's going on today. And it's also of note for the American people to understand, especially those 78% that profess to be Christians and others that call themselves patriots and conservatives, all one and the same. They all are extracted from the Christ. It's interesting to note that we are to build up, not only to tear down, but we're to build up. Those that are truly born of God, they're the ones that are out there offering hope and building up the waste places, as it tells us in Isaiah 58 and Isaiah 61. And we see very little of that. So our hope always comes through knowing that regardless of how dark it is, the light's always at the end of the tunnel, and we're always working towards that. And I like to say, the hope is found in what you do with the truth that's been given. Do all that you can do and leave the results up to God.
That's exactly right. So as 2017 comes to a close, we are asking for your support both to finish this year well and begin the new year strong. So please make your year-end donations at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com or SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Click the donate button or become a son or daughter of liberty and help us catapult into 2018.
I love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18 again, deeds, not words. We'll talk to you soon enough. Happy New Year. See ya.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.